One thing that I notice is it's really so because women own social media. They can do whatever they want. They can, you know, one hand and no eyeball lady out there named Justine can rule social media if she wanted to, because women run the world, right? And they run social media.
But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs to the community.
And I'm going to look Jesus dead in those beautiful eyes, because I'm assuming they're beautiful and perfect, only, you know, just put together perfectly. You telling me I have a chance to save the world if I don't beat my meat for a year? You mean we ain't got to worry about global warming, no asteroids?
But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs to the community.
Now, did I pass a lot of these tests? No, I dropped out of high school. I didn't pass a lot of tests because they gave me multiple choice. They gave me options. You give me options. Listen, I'm going to win some, I'm going to lose some. This is a casino of life.
But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs to the community.
I ain't out here. I'm out here. Running lots of money's hoes.
For years.
Running and grinning on cheat codes. Unfuckable with two D's, nigga. Who was because? Give a fuck.
I doesn't, yeah. Up.
Nigga, I doesn't, yeah. Nigga, I doesn't, yeah. Up. I doesn't, yeah.
It's mail-in voting time, ladies and gentlemen. Have you sent in your mail-in ballot? I'm about to. I went to my mailbox. And, I mean, if you're a guy, you know, going to the mailbox isn't a part of your daily guy routine, you know? It just seems like so much work to go to your mailbox as a guy. It's a lazy day. I don't want to go to the mailbox. But you got to go to the mailbox. My mom's hated getting the mail. I'm assuming because you just never knew what was coming. More than likely, she just thought something bad was in the mail. That's when you got all your information. You know, it was no more email. When you went to the mailbox, that's when you found out that your lights is being cut off. You know, now you get in an email saying, hey, man. Or even a text message. A text message saying, you owe us money. And your service is about to be disconnected. But then back then, you had to go to the mailbox. You walk to the mailbox. You go to the mailbox. You know, you open the mailbox. And there's the light company. KCPL, Kansas City Power and Light. Telling you, the disconnection's coming, dog. The disconnection's coming. Let me tell you something. I was trained from a young age to avoid the mailbox. Hey, mom, you want me to go get the mail? Go get the... Nah, ain't nothing in there but bad news. You ain't got to go get it. Oh, Fantasy League came through. I don't think that picked it up for y'all. I didn't hear that. Okay, good. My fantasy league. I'm doing piss poor in my fantasy league. Let me check and see what's going on real quick. Let me see. I'm doing piss poor. Yep. Got my ass kicked. And so, young age, mailbox, fam, bad news equals bad news. So for me, at my elder age, I don't like to go to the mailbox. But what do I do? Because I'm an American. What do I do? I go to my mailbox. And you know who's there? It's the mailman. And you know what I forgot? I forgot my mask in at the crib. He's in there. He's got his mask down. I got no mask. And I have to improvise. So what I improvise. I pull a Rick Grimes. I pull my shirt over my face. And I say, man, I'm sorry, man. I got to get to my mailbox. He says, it's okay, man. I was wondering when you were coming because the mail was stacking up and your mail-in ballot is there. I said, my mail-in ballot is in there. He said, your mail-in ballot is in there. I said, I needs that, fam. I needs that. Because I got to do my job. You know what I'm saying? I got to do my job. I got to do my American duties, man. The Simpsons are still hitting nukes. They're just, I mean, they're just dropping bombs. I said hitting nukes, but they're just dropping bombs. They did an episode. Homer's going in to vote. And Lisa comes in there and he, because Homer, he doesn't know who he wants to vote for. Homer doesn't want to, he doesn't know. So he's got his glasses on. Homer's got glasses, man. I don't think we've ever seen Homer with glasses. I think he aged 1 year every 20 years. He aged a year. But Homer's got glasses on. And he takes his glasses off. Lisa comes into the booth. He's like, I don't know who to. I know about all my propositions, and you know, and but I don't know who to vote for when it comes to the president. And Lisa comes on. She's like, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?" And then the Simpsons do what the Simpsons do. And they start to list all the things that 45 has done, and it's hilarious. It's funny. Because Homer's like, he said, ooh, that did happen. That's just funny. Somebody made that up. And it's just really funny. But the Simpsons is always, they're always there. They're always, thank you for being a friend. Traveling down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're propelling a confidant. I really know this white song. Boom, boom, boom. And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift it came from me. Only cost me a dollar. But the heart attached would say thank you for being. And it's the card attached. I said heart attached because I was trying to be smooth, but I messed it up. But that's what I'm saying. The Simpsons is always there, baby. The Simpsons is always there. And they always dropping nukes, and I love it, man. It's really dope. But my mail-in ballot is here. My mail-in ballot is here. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I say it a lot. I don't know nothing about politics, bro. I see all these other people in here, you know, and I kind of just want to write in the rock, but I know I can't do that. I gotta vote, right? And I just want to put the rock in there, you know. I just want to see the rock come out of the White House in the navy blue suit, giving the eyebrow, you know. I would like to see it. It's possible, right? It's possible that the rock could win. Nah, I'll do the right thing and I'll vote. And I'm looking at all these other people on there, and I'm like, listen, y'all asking too much of me. So once I get done with who I want for president, because that's what I've been looking at, right? Now, everything else is multiple choice. I'm just going to treat it how I used to treat all my tests back in the day. Multiple choice tests? Shit. Man, I just did what I did when I felt good for my heart. That's what I did. All right? I went A, B, B, C, 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 D. I just did what was good for my heart, man. I did what I felt good, my instincts. Now, did I pass a lot of these tests? No, I dropped out of high school. I didn't pass a lot of tests because they gave me multiple choice. They gave me options. You give me options. Listen, I'm going to win some, I'm going to lose some. This is a casino of life. I'm going to win some, I'm going to lose some. I'm going to get on there and I'm A. BB. I might even make a beat of it. BB, CC, D, 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 D. You give me options. And I'm going to roll the dice. I'm hot with the dice. I'm shaking them up, and I'm hot with the dice. You never know what I'm gonna do. So I could fuck some shit up for us locally. I don't know. All the props, I don't know. The local folks, I don't know. You know, and I try to be fair. I could just go in there and do all demis. I can just go in there and hit it with the demis. You know, the Demi Moore work just. But I try to be fair. So I'll just go through for everything else, close my eyes, and hope for the best. So if I fuck some shit up, AZ, I'm sorry. I didn't follow everything else. I just did my thing. No, I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me. But the ballot is here. And I got to fill everything out right so they'll count my shit. I got to fill it all out so they'll count my stuff, man. I thought I had to put my name on the back and my birth. They just want so much information. I'm like, why do you need so much, man? I'm a private person. Why do you need so much information? But I am dealing with the government. So I am willing to share, just in case they're listening. I am a functioning American. Please, please don't come after me. So I'll do that because that's responsible. And I'll mail it off today. You have my word. I'll mail it off today. I'm on retention, people. Now, I didn't even plan to talk about it. It just popped in my head. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm on retention. That means I'm not watching any pornographic material and I'm trying not to beat the meat. That's as plainly as we're going to get to it. Now, there's supposed to be a lot of benefits to retention. All right? There's supposed to be a lot of benefits to not beating your meat. One is it was getting bad. It was just getting bad. So I was like, I researched it because my boy was talking about it. So I researched it. Better focus, better sleep, more energy. More focus at the gym. You'll be able to do more things than you've been able to do in your whole life because you beat your meat way too much. Retention is the way to go. So I'm not watching porn. And I'm on day two. And I'll give you updates. I don't know how long I'm going to go because, I mean, you think about it. I've been doing the Hurricane Jerk since I was a young teen. Consistently. Maybe there may be days where I was too busy, but I was thinking about it. And then I would be like, oh man, I didn't get to it yesterday. I got to get to it today. So me trying to do retention right now, man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I woke up this morning and I was sweating. And I was coronavirus sweating. This is back when I had coronavirus and then I was sweating. I was sweating like that this morning and I'm not sick. But it's because I'm on day two. And I like to be a supporter of the things that I love. I like to donate money to the things that I support. And Pornhub, I support you. And since I can't do it, I feel really heartbroken. I do. Oh, that was weird. Some wild stuff going outside. Is there beef? Oh, me and Winston are nosy right now. Okay, I think it's normal. Let me continue. Retention. I'm trying my best. I wish my dog wouldn't do that. Hey, Winston, you good, bro? We don't hear anything else, right? We're good? All right. That's my dog. He's a killer, but he focuses on the wrong things. He's a Wheaton Terrier, but he will bite your fucking kneecaps off. But he focuses on the wrong things. Somebody's breaking in. If the TV's on, he hears another dog on the TV. He'll look at the TV while I'm being stabbed by the intruder. Because he focuses on the wrong things, man. But retention, back to my story. Listen, 2 days in and I'm in a struggle. Can I make it 3 days? If I make it 3 days, I'm going to tell you something. Me hitting on women 75 and up is on the board. A good gust of wind. And I really could be start humping the air. It could get bad. 3 days. No porn. No beating. This is getting tough. All right. This is getting tough. So I'm going to continue to try because I want to see how I feel in the gym. You know what I'm saying? You know, because... Ah, man. I'm feeling by day four, I'm just going to start asking God to take me out. And this is just day two. We're talking about day four. There are people who can go forever, who have mantras. You know, the chi and all those guys, the guys at chi, you know, harness your chi. Monks. Priest. Listen, Jesus knocks on my front door. I don't know it's Jesus. I don't have visitors, so I'm weary. But I'll tell you guys, it's Jesus out front. But for the story's sake, I don't know who's at my door. So I go to my door. I look through the door. Now, there's two options. If Jesus is white, I'm going to ask him what he wants. Jesus got some color to him, I'm going to invite him in. Is it racist? It probably is, right? But I feel like it's due. All right, anyway, so he comes in. He's like, look, man, you got a chair to sit down? I said, look, I don't really have a lot of visitors. I have some chairs, but I don't know if I want to give you one because I don't know who you are. He says, man, I'm Jesus. I said, you're not Jesus because Jesus wouldn't come to my crib because this is a place of filth. If you look on that end of the couch over there, I've gotten funky on there many a times. There's a special dent where we got the humpty hump on, and it's nasty on that end. I don't even sit on that end because it got nasty down there. He's like, look, man, I feel the filth. It's disgusting, but I had to come here and I had to talk to you. Well, I said, what's up, man? What's going on? You know, what's going on, Jesus? How can I help you out? You know, since you took time to come down to my place of sin, how can I help you out? He said, man, look, in order to save the world, you can't beat your meat. I don't know if he would say that, but you cannot beat your meat for a year.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
Brother, you can't beat your meat for a year.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
And I'm going to look Jesus dead in those beautiful eyes because I'm assuming they're beautiful and perfect. Only, you know, just put together perfectly. You telling me I have a chance to save the world if I don't beat my meat for a year? You mean we ain't got to worry about global warming, no asteroids, no presidents taking us out? He said, you have my word. I said, now see, if you were white in saying that, you might hold credit with me, but you're a little bit tan, bro. He said, don't play with me. I said, okay, wait a minute. Okay. You saying a year and the world survives. Yeah. You want me? Let me do the math on that. So we talking from right now to January, or we doing a whole year from the start of this day back to this day again next year? Because that's key. I got to do my math. So the whole next year. Oh, this day next. Oh, shit. That's a whole year. That is a whole year. Jesus, I'm going to need y'all to make more space in heaven because there's going to be a lot more people coming because I can't do it. I can't do it. A year? A year, bro. A year? I'm on day two, Jesus. And I'm just trying to see if I'm going to have more energy at the gym. I can't go a year. I'll end up clawing my own eyes out. I can't go a year. And that's how tough it is, man. That's how tough it is. But I'm trying something new, right? You got to push yourself. You got to try to do new things. If you don't try to do new things, life gets boring. You know, I would rather, you know, swim with sharks, you know, play spades with alligators, you know, or maybe swim with a million electrical eels. Or maybe or maybe, yeah, skydive without a parachute than do this for what I'm doing right now. Maybe there's just better things, but I'm going to give it a shot. Retention, people. Retention. Guys, try it. Don't do it because you're busy, but try to do it and then try to focus and then meditate. I'm trying to meditate, fam. Meditate. Retention. We'll see how it goes. I won't make it that long. I'm putting money on myself that I, maybe 3 days max, but by the fourth day, I'm ripping TVs off the wall. But we'll see how it goes. Let's talk about making sure, first of all, hey, listen, make sure you go vote, fam. Because guess what? Listen, y'all don't know about that, man. Y'all don't know about that now! The worst video game movie in history. It's video game movie. Doom was bad. There were some bad video games out there, but that song was on the worst video game movie in history. And it has one of my favorite actors in it. John Leguizamo is one of my favorite actors. And it's Super Mario Brothers. And this movie was disgusting when I watched it when I was young. And not disgusting because it was some pervert shit. I'm just saying because it was a horrible movie. I use a lot of shit that don't fit with shit. But if you just stick with me, you'll understand. Super Mario Brothers is absolutely horrible. I've been compared to, I forgot what the, it's not King Koopa, but there's a, I forgot the things that they have in there, but I look like that. I was compared to that a lot as a kid. Big body, small head, but that's not the case. I got a big head anyway. But that song is from that movie. And it's nothing like that song. That song is, I'm going to try to remember that when I own retention. But go vote. Or mail in vote. But just vote. Don't watch Super Mario Brothers. Don't do that to yourself. The Trial of the Chicago 7. The Trial of the Chicago 7 on Netflix. Fantastic movie. All right? It's like when your elbows are really, 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 really ashy and you can kind of feel them like, damn, I ain't putting no lotion on my elbows today. And you go the whole day, the wind hitting it, your earth hitting it, the people around you, the skin flakes flying on your elbows, so your elbows are really dry. And you get home and you put some lotion on your elbows. That's what the Trial of the Chicago 7 is. It's a fantastic movie. In 1969, seven people were charged by the federal government with conspiracy and more arising from the protest at the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago. I'm going to read that differently. I'm going to change my voice. Okay, let's try. In 1969, seven people were charged by the federal government with conspiracy and more arising from the protest at 19. Fuck, I fucked it up. Shit. Anyway, the movie's really good. And you know who kills it? Sacha Baron Cohen. The movie's going to be nominated for a lot of awards. It's going to be nominated. But Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat, Baron Cohen. I think I'm getting Sacha Baron Cohen. I think I'm saying it right. Absolutely kills this movie in the right way, in the Dexter way. absolutely kills this movie. I mean, for real. I didn't know the role fit him perfectly. He had these moments where he could be him. He could be goofy. And then he had these moments where he had to really act, and he was saying, he was smart, and he was quick, and he was witty. And this movie, I mean, it touched on a lot of stuff, especially a lot of stuff that's happening today. And I know if you're a police officer, you watch that, you're like, shit, we can't catch a break. We just want a little bit of a break this year, but it's just not your year. Because when you watch this movie, a lot of the way the police are acting in this movie is a lot of what you've seen this year. And that's in 1968. This is 2020. Wow. You know? It was a really, 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 and it was shot perfectly. Shot different too, man. A lot of scenes being connected from a lot of, they keep screaming. Are we good, Winston? Could be beef going on. Do I gotta get the strap? Okay, we're good. Oh, by the way, I live in Chandler, Arizona. Very white, very nice area. We're good, man. Somebody could be getting their ass whooped. I'm not for sure, but it's exciting morning. I don't have really exciting mornings. It's usually really quiet, and the birds are chirping and humping. But tonight, somebody sounds like somebody's getting into a nice little celebrity death match, and it's exciting right now. Hopefully, everybody's okay. At the end of the celebrity death match, I hope everybody's good. They get some Neosporin. They put some ice packs on the bruises, and they get some Neosporin, put them on the cuts. I hope everybody's all right. I will investigate when I'm done with the episode. I will investigate. The Trial of the Chicago 7, I hope you watched that. Netflix, man, it's an amazing movie based off true events. And like I said, Sacha Baron Cohen just rips this movie apart in a very, very, very great way, incredible way. He'll be nominated. He has a good chance of winning. That's how good he was. I know he'll be nominated because I am an odd nerd, and us odd nerds, we absolutely understand cinema and TV shows, and that dude will be nominated for sure. Now, I mentioned because I want to get more into the things that I enjoyed. So I you know, I'll be getting into more TVs and movies and stuff like that, because those are, you know, things that I dine in and I'm professionally able to talk about with great confidence like that. Yeah, I did that for you. And let me tell you something. Showtime is a fantastic, you know, company. They produce a lot of great content, a lot of great movies, a lot of great TV shows and documentaries, right? But HBO is the juggernaut. We know HBO is the juggernaut. And Cinemax is just kind of like, you know, the middle child, doesn't get a lot of attention, you know, but it's there. It's like, ah, Cinemax. When I was growing up, it's like, ah, Cinemax. Cinemax showed the best TV porn, the best cable porn. So I was like, oh, Cinemax is there. But it was HBO. And then it was Showtime. And then it was Cinemax. Hey, Cinemax. You know, it's one of those things, right? And guess what? Go vote. And so Showtime, great content. But they don't like Homeland is off, and Homeland is one of my favorite shows of all time. Kerry Matheson, just a wild motherfucker who get the job done. And Homeland is one of my all time favorite shows. And so just to they had House of Lies. They had some shows that I really watched, right? And they got The Chi, I think. But they just don't feel like HBO shows or Netflix shows. They're there and they're good, and they get recognized, but they don't get recognized like these HBO docs and these HBO shows or these Netflix docs and these Netflix shows and, you know, Hulu. And so I just feel like Showtime was kind of in a lag. That's just me talking. That's just me spitballing it off the top of the dead zone and seeing from the eye test. I do my eye test. I take my two fingers. I look at Showtime, and then I do my eye test. That's what I come up with. Now, look, Showtime said, hey, chill, fam. Showtime walked into the barbershop with a long, long, long trench coat. It was brown. Showtime walks into a black barbershop, long trench coat, and it was brown. And they opened it up. And everybody in the barbershop said, oh, oh, oh. And you know what they did?
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
That's not what I meant to push. Showtime says, look, we struggling. Maybe not struggling, but at least we want to get some real viewership back. We want to be a part of the game. They decided to bring back Dexter fall of 2021. Dexter. We're talking Dexter Morgan, the best TV serial killer of all time. This show, I was introduced to it. Ex of mine, we're still friends. Hey, how you doing? See, and I instantly, I was behind like a season or two, maybe three, and I think then I was able, don't do it. When I say it, don't you dare judge me. From wherever you listen to me from, don't you dare sit in your area and judge me on how I used to download stuff. All right, I was a downloader. You know, I had a time limit before your service would send you an email and say, hey, you downloading some illegal shit. It didn't matter. I already got it. I figured you out. I know the window, right? And I remember catching up to where she was at. And I was like, yo, this shit is great. Dexter is one of the greatest TV shows of all time. And it's one of the greatest TV shows that's had one of the most awful season endings. Because I won't say that season 8 is completely horrible, but it's close. It's close. You know what I'm saying? It's like giving Ray Charles 4 Red Bulls and tossing the keys to your Maybach and say, hey, man, go ahead and take her for a spin. We don't know what's going to happen in the initial startup and takeoff, but we know the ending. It's fucking trash. It's going to be fucking horrible. And season 8 for Dexter. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, what a train wreck. But seven and a half seasons of pure fucking fire. And I there's some I consider it all fire, right? But there's always seasons that you don't want to. Dexter never had throwaway seasons. Like Walking Dead had throwaway seasons where you were almost on some Lord of the Rings where you're just doing a bunch of walking, a few zombies here, a bunch of talking, a few zombies here, a bunch of walking, a few zombies here, a surprise death. Wasn't that much of a surprise. Some more walking, some more zombies, some more talking. Throwaway episodes. Walking Bad. Breaking Bad had one throwaway episode out of all their seasons. One throwaway episode. The fly episode. To this day, I don't even know what the fuck was that episode about? But they only had one. And Dexter had slower seasons, but they were never throwaway seasons. They were slower. But the consistency through Dexter, if you can get past season 3, 4, and still find a way to bring fire, you're a great show. My top 3 seasons for Dexter. For people who listen to me and then you want to really watch some magnificent work, and it's coming back fall of 2021. All right, you watch Dexter, but season 4, Trinity Killer. Oh my God. Fantastic. Season 2, Bay Harbor Butcher. Legendary. Dokes was still around. Let me shut up. And then season 7. And I'm saying season is 8 seasons. Season 7 is fantastic. So for the people out there, make sure you go watch. Make sure you go watch Dexter. All right. And once again, I talked about this a long time, some episodes back. The ability for us to watch stuff like this and be hyped for a new season of a serial killer. Yes, he has a code but he's a serial killer, bro. And he's chasing after other serial killers. And if we run and we fix meat and I'm vegan now. So guess what? I fix plants and I get my plants together and I run back to my couch and I put them on my couch. Now, I don't sit at the end where I do all my hokey pokey stuff, but I sit in the middle. You know what I'm saying? I sit in the middle of my couch with my food and I'm slobbering down. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Dexter. The serial killer. He's my favorite serial killer. Do you hear what I'm saying? We're not talking about bowls or Cheerios or Cap'n Crunch or Fruit Loops. We're talking about murderer. And I can't get enough of it. And I'm so excited. What does that say about us? I hope that my selection of documentaries and my enjoyment of documentaries doesn't stop me from getting into heaven. I'll be very upset, and there better be a bunch of people in the same corner with me upset because they can't get in because we enjoyed serial killer TV shows and American true crime documentaries way too much. Or just crime documentaries in general, way too much. Lovecraft Country. Yeah, I just did that. Remember to vote. Oh, man. By the way, I just want to tell everybody that Lovecraft Country, I can't put it immediately in any top because it's only one season. But that was one of the best one season shows that I've watched in a long time. In a long time. In a very long time. It was magnificent. It was astounding. The acting performances were incredible. I had never seen such chemistry from two actors such as I did from Smooye's sister and the new brother that's going to be Kang in one of the new Marvel movies. I have not seen such chemistry in a long time in a television show. I was impressed. I was heavily, heavily, heavily impressed. I do declare. But, and I watched the final episode Sunday, the season finale, and I was like, man, how are they going to, they've done such craziness throughout this whole season. And I've enjoyed it so much. It's been so much fun watching this. How are they going to give me a season ending? Because those always worry me the most. I finished Evil last night. And Evil is on Netflix now. And I guess it's a CBS show. And it's got Luke Cage in there. And Lord knows how I treated Luke Cage. That piece of shit. And I'm so happy for him because I like Evil. Evil's a good show. Like, it's good. You can go watch it on Netflix. Binge through it. It's good. It's different. You've seen some of the things before, but the way they put some of the things together, it's different, right? And they're up to date with, you know, with their writing. They're up to date. And it's cool. The ending was, you know, it was tough. It was like it was a cool ending, but I was like, oh, what the fuck? So I was worried about Lovecraft Country, the season finale. How are they gonna do this to me? And before I get to that, Dexter coming back. when I was young, we didn't have a lot of money, right? So my mom's goes, okay, this is what we're going to do. you love Ninja Turtles a lot. Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? I said, Donatello. She said, good. Go get a stick. I said, what? She said, go get a stick. Get a long stick, big stick you find, go find a stick. I said, I don't like this. I don't like where this is going. If you're black and any of your elders tell you go get a stick, it usually means you're about to get your ass whooped, right? But she said, go get a stick. I went and got a stick. Just, you know, told her it was Donatello. So I kind of put it together as a kid. I said, okay, she want me to go get a stick. I'm going to go get a stick. This is what I'm going to do. I go get a stick. Boom, bring back in. She kind of smooths the stick out, right? And then we had this metal trash can. So I don't know how we ended up with a metal trash can, but we had a metal trash can. So she gets the metal trash can lid and takes a marker, and then she starts to make lines on it. You know, and as a kid, I could see where this is going. And this isn't, this at this point, I'm like, this isn't worth it, Mom. In my head, I'm like, you can stop this. Because I'm not going to go outside and get the treatment that I'm about to get for you putting in $2 work. You don't need to do this. I'll just go outside and I'll take a little pillowcase. I go outside and tell them I'm dressed as a poor black kid and I like some candy, please. And then they just give me some candy on sympathy. You know what I'm saying? We go into the white neighborhoods. And you know, the white folks, they want to make sure that you're taken care of if you're a young, poor black kid. So they're going to give me some candy. I'm good. Mommy, you ain't got to do this. But she's drawing lines on the back of this metal trash can lid. Remember, it's a metal trash can lid. It's metal. So she's drawing it. Putting it on there. I can't even tell you what it looked like when it was finished, but it looked like the traffic in Phuket. Somebody was drawing a map, and then they was also adding traffic in from Thailand, Phuket, Thailand. That's what it looked like. But hey, she did it. Boom. And I don't even know how we got this thing to stay on me, but she put it on me, and then we cut. I can't remember what we cut. We cut like a bathrobe, and then boom, put it on my face. I had a stick, metal trash can, bathrobe as a mask. I am now Donatello. I was Oscar the Grouch with a mask and a stick in my hand. That's what the kids said. I was Oscar the Grouch with a mask and a stick. I wasn't Ernie. I wasn't Bert. It wasn't Donatello. I was Oscar the Grouch with a mask and a stick. If you remove the mask and a stick, I'm Oscar the Grouch. But my mom's tried. I was made fun of and I got some candy that night. That's not too bad, right? Wait a minute. Dexter's coming back, baby. Oh yeah. Fall of 2021. Dexter. Thanks, Mom. Oscar the Grouch. Thank you very much. Now, back to Lovecraft Country finale, right? How are they going to do this? How are we going to make this work, right? And they did, man. They really, really, really did a good job. It was a great ending. That show is colorful in all types of ways. It's bright purples and gold, and it's just this rainbow, bright TV show and with some really awesome dark moments, and you'll really enjoy it. So if you get a chance, I've been heavily posting about this show. You need to go and check it out. Now, to wrap this shit up, all right? I work on social medias, right? I like to say that I increase people's followings the right way, the organic way. So, like, if you have, like, a lagging IG page and you're like, I want my IG popping, I'm trying to get it right, I could do those. I could help out with that, right? Now, I work on a few women's pages that are in relationships, right? And one thing that I notice is it's really – because women own social media. They can do whatever they want. They can, you know – one hand and no eyeball lady out there named Justine can rule social media if she wanted to, because women run the world, right? And they run social media. But you ladies are very strong until you get into a relationship. Because I build, like I said, I had a couple of clients that I build for, and their relationships and their traffic and their followers drastically drop as soon as they post their boyfriend. I mean, it is no game. You post your boyfriend, dudes is like, you know what? I don't need this shit. I'm out of here. Click. Oh, how disrespectful. Unfollow. I know the fuck she didn't. Unfollow. I don't know what that is about, but I love it because it's a level of petty. You're supposed to enjoy people being in a relationship and enjoy them being happy. But guys, we can't, man, because everything we see, you ladies could be wearing clothes. We see you without clothes on. We're imagining without clothes on. So when you have another guy there, you're interrupting the visual fantasy. I can't have that. Unfollow. It's like when I looked up Smouye's sister, and I got to learn her name because being disrespectful, and because she's fantastic in Lovecraft Country. I was just so excited. I'm like, I got to go to her Instagram, because in the back of my head, I feel like I got a shot. I don't have a shot, but in the back of my head, I got a shot. I go to her Instagram, and she's got a man, and they're happy. I cannot follow. And I was heartbroken. It's destroyed. I don't know why I was in. I was just more of the really just destroyed from the fact that she had is a man. She had a man. And here I am, a single man, upset over somebody being in love. That is not the way. I don't know what just happened right now. But that's not the way. You got to support. You got to support the people you follow, bro. Whether they're single or in love, just try to enjoy them. I mean, these women were dropping. They were losing hundreds of followers immediately. Now, women, supporting women in relationships is a big thing, which is wild, because, you know, women usually are going at each other full steam. From what I know, from what I see, it's full steam, just battle on top of battle. But I don't know why that. I gotta do a poll, man. I'm gonna do a poll today, because I gotta ask why guys do that. As soon as a woman posts her that she's in a relationship, we're out of there. Honestly, today's guys couldn't have been Jack, because today's guys would have pushed Rose off the door. Goodbye, Rose. It was nice. You shouldn't have posted fucking Tommy on your Instagram. Drown. It's tough, man. By the way, I had an argument with somebody that said that Rose couldn't scoot over. Yes, the fuck she could. Yes. Jack didn't have to fucking die. I don't want to hear it. That was a good man in that water. That was a good young man. He had a whole life ahead of him, and he gave it up for a selfish woman who couldn't move over on the wood? Oh, we're not going to allow this anymore. And that's why men are unfollowing you on Instagram, because you're posting up love and relationship. I don't know what I'm talking about. Thank y'all for listening to me. This is Seasonable Clout. You can find me on all social media platforms. Instagram at Thaddeus.Shade. Twitter at ThadShade. I'm on Facebook, I think. And if you have any questions, I love all the feedback that I get. I appreciate y'all. Go to the iNerds.com. Check out the gear. And I'm happy that I'm back. Took a little breaky, a little week break, but I'm back. Appreciate y'all. Peace.